and to all the people throughout his Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, our Lord. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. You know, that prayer was in the front of the Bible. If you have the complete Jewish Bible, it's in the front there. I just found that the other day, and it is so neat. As Sam said, we're into my favorite book of the Bible. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that, but I come from an engineering background, and Leviticus is a blueprint. It's a blueprint for the life of the Jewish people. And if there's one thing that I've done throughout my life, and that's look at blueprints. And so I really enjoy this. It gives us direction. It gives the Jews direction before they entered into the promised land. What a neat thing to have a God who personally gives you directions. It says, what Sam read, the Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, that's where he stopped. And it's up to us to go on from there, isn't it? Amen. You notice I carried the Torah out. That is a happy time. We have God's word with us. God's represented in that Torah. And when it's brought out, he's in our midst. His words are with us. What a happy, neat time, huh? Yeah. Anyway, where did he call Moses? He called him from the tent, which would indicate Moses was outside. And the Lord called Moses from inside. And that tent was the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. And we assume it's a tabernacle, of course. And what did he say? Well, he spoke personally to Moses. But he was given instructions for the whole community, for the rest of their life. These instructions were to be followed. He told them the rules, regulations, and about sacrifices, offerings. Sometimes we, in our Western mind, have a tendency to put offerings always into the sacrifice category, or we look at them as sacrifices. But that isn't what they always are. They're offerings to the Lord. It's what he's given us that we can offer back to him, right? Well, what happened later on? The tent was gone. The high priest was gone. So was the temple and the sacrifice. They were gone. What happened to them? Each one of those were replaced. Each thing was replaced. Let's look at that. The temple. Where's the temple? It's in each occupied seat in front of me. Each one of you is the temple. Is that not amazing? And where does the Word of God come from? From inside the temple. The past is not the past. It's still the future. It's still with us. We have a tendency to look at the First Testament, as I call it, and say, hey, that's old. No, it's the way. It's showing us the way. We need to relate to that. If we can't relate to that, then we're not relating to the author of that Torah. Are we? No. So where does the Word come from? Inside. That's where it should come from. I hear a lot of things. Oh, the Lord told me. If it came from outside, He didn't tell you. That wee small voice comes from the inside of our temple. That's the one we need to listen to. I see a lot of people going around. Gene and I lived in a small community. Everybody knew everybody. And there's an acquaintance of mine. And he said, oh, I heard these voices. Well, the voices he heard came out of a little pill. And we need to listen to that small voice inside of us. Sacrifices and offerings, they're not gone. No. What was a sacrifice? Especially the first one, the Olah. That's the elevated offering. It was outside the tent. That was the one that you brought. That was the one that you gave to the high priest and brought. It was all burned up. And the smoke went up. Aliyah, come up. Do you know what the root word for offering is? The root word in Hebrew is come near for offering. That is the root word. So how do we do that today? Prayer. Our prayers bring us near. The sacrifices were a way to communicate. They were communicating. And we do that today with our prayers. We bring our prayer to the Lord. And what do? We have an aliyah. It goes up. Amen? Through Yeshua, we still have the old ways. They haven't changed. They're the best. They're the best. They're what God gave us. We need to take and grab them and put them in our hearts. Read Leviticus. Some of it's tough, yes. Very tough. I know when I would go out in the field with the blueprints, I would make enemies of the people that had to do the job. But when it was done, what a blessing. It was something that was used, something that we could either live in or get something by, a plant, hydroelectric plant, worked on lots of those. But we have to follow the Prince. And I pray that that will be in everybody's heart today. Grab Leviticus, read it, and love it. Amen.